Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan family automotive studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks working all the oil rigs out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button, like the page, jump in the chat room. And by the way, we are live streaming the riot and the looting and the fires coming out of Minnesota right now on the official Captain's America Third Watch page. You can go there and see what we're seeing. All right, Kyle Warren, I'm going to bring into here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge number two, and then we'll get right to it. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, believe it or not, I'm watching what I'm watching. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit so we got the going on in the background. All right. Now, we have been watching this for, what, a half an hour?
That's right.
All right, and what we've got, folks, is Minneapolis is on fire, downtown Minneapolis.
Those planes are coming from 26th Avenue, and just north of Lake Street.
All right, that's she's telling where she's at. This woman has been out with a camera, and she's taking one hell of a risk because we've seen shop after shop after shop. There's nothing in them, Kyle. There's nothing in them.
The tub is full of smoke.
That's exactly right, Captain. You know,
I think that their sprinklers took care of it, though.
We understand now that this person who is walking around with the camera is billed as Mill City Citizen Media. From their Facebook transmission. So this is obviously somebody who's interested to want to bring this kind of information, and we're very grateful for that, and of course wish her the safety in this whole situation as well. As you just heard her mention, she's at 27th, I believe, in Lake Street. We've been watching this happen during the break. There was a total wireless store that was completely taken apart, basically, another cell phone store, and then also a Wells Fargo bank, which appears to have been broken into, also at Lake Street and potentially High Island.
Now, I actually saw somebody pulling a safe on wheels across the street, like a business safe, people having their business. I saw them pulling a safe across the street, two or three people together, while we were doing the news at the top of the hour.
Multiple buildings on fire over there.
Yeah,
I know AutoZone's on fire, Wendy's on fire. Couple of buildings, larger buildings. I'm not actually sure what they are. Someone told me one of them is a homeless shelter, but I really can't tell you. I have no idea.
And the target is full of smoke, so it looks like it's smoldering, whatever's going on there. I'm also watching another over my shoulder. There's a video where we've got people down in the street. Do you see that over there?
Yes.
I'm not sure what that's all about, but it almost looks like somebody got dragged out of a car and maybe beaten. I see a whole bunch of red lights in the area, not very far away from them. The police are starting to make a presence. But the National Guard has been called up, and they need to get out to
the middle of the street.
It'll take the National Guard to stop this, I think, to slow it down anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
They're
but
just straight up
you've got
like
people milling through the street, some cars driving through, but people are everywhere. And these different fires are burning uncontrollably. And to say that there's lawlessness would be an understatement, Captain. This is 100%. A breakdown of law and order.
Well, I've been through a number of, and they're looting the liquor stores, Wally. You're right, to make, oh, you're saying to make bombs. Well, that might be fire bombs. That is, there's some truth to that. But and look at the car. The cars are backing up to the stores and loading their trunks full of stuff.
Yes.
My
exactly
God.
Right. That's exactly right. They're just, it's like they're just packing up merchandise.
And we're not talking about four or five or six or seven people. It's hundreds of cars that are doing this.
That's exactly right.
This is ridiculous.
And the skies lit up orange as the smoke rises. And
well, that whole part of what I'm looking at there, that's an entire block that's on fire with all the businesses in it.
Yes.
And the cars on the street there, too, are all on fire. So I hope these, and again, this is the bunch that we were talking about. I'm not going to point any fingers, but we know that Antifa and Black Lives Matter got involved in this because they were talking about it. They were telling that they were there. Now, I do not see the fire trucks yet because this is probably way too dangerous.
That's exactly right. If she's still walking down Lake Street, she did mention the Wendy's on fire, the AutoZone. That's at Lake Street, and let's see if I can find this here. Lake Street and 26th Avenue is where the AutoZone we know is on fire. So as she walked down the street, there is a clinic, a healthcare clinic, and then a pawn shop, then a U.S. Bank ATM, and a U.S. Bank branch.
Well, it was right around the bank. There was a business not very far away from the bank where they came out with that safe and were yanking it across the street.
Yeah, that was near the Wells Fargo. That's back just a little bit on Lake Street.
Now, here are the police. Now, where are these police at that are all backed up? Where are they at?
And it looks like that's the police station, this Minneapolis police. So let me find the police station map here.
But they're all still there. Nobody's gone anywhere. I guess they're afraid someone's going to rush the police station or something because
exactly.
That's where they're at.
Looks like they're protecting the police station at this point.
Yeah, and earlier in the evening, there were people on the roof that were there. All right, well, we're going to break, but folks, I'm telling you, this is a fluid situation. We're going to come back and we're going to let you know more about what's going on, and then we're going to talk about a few other things as we monitor this. But Minneapolis is burning. That's all I can tell you. And it's pathetic. It's a very, to watch this, it's really heartening.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Just portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition, with all the breaking news going on out of Minneapolis right now, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I was over and talked to Guy and the guys today, and we're just going to have a really super gun show down there. But it's not just going to be guns, folks. There's going to be all kinds of stuff down there, outdoor gear and whatnot, some archery items, bows and arrows and knives and antique guns and knives, and I'm going to have some a couple surprises there that you might not expect to see, but a couple of vendors are showing up and bringing some specialty products that help out in fishing and hunting and all that sort of stuff. You're going to love to see that, I'll tell you what. And it's all affordable, but I'll be down Saturday and Sunday at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show in Port Charlotte. Now, I'll be there Saturday. I should have qualified that. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. I won't be back Sunday because it's too far to go back and forth. But Two Guys Gun Shows will be back the following week, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th, at the Midreg Hall in Largo. And then the week after that, the 13th and 14th, they'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. So that's back-to-back-to-back gun shows. They've got some of the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as a private collection that's second to nobody's. A lot of antiques. And don't forget, you can also trade in a weapon there. There's dealers that will take your weapon and trade. And you might be able to buy or sell whatever there as well. And I'll be there Saturday, so stop on by at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, Port Charlotte. To find out more, go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Kyle, you've been watching this video. I've been leading us into the show here. Let me turn this up a little. All right, I got to be careful because this is the police station we're looking at, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. This is the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct Police Station. This is at the corner of Lake Street and 26th Avenue. Right across the street is where the AutoZone shopping center, basically, is on fire. And this confrontation has been going on for quite a while. It's been monitoring this. The police are all outside the police station, and the crowd is taunting them. And this is a potentially very dangerous situation.
Well, they're getting up on the barricades, acting like as if they're going to rush the position. And there's a lot of these. And I'm telling you, these are not amateurs. These are not amateurs that are up in here. They've been through this rodeo a few times before. You can tell just by the way they're acting and the things they're shouting. And some of it, I'm trying to keep the volume down because we can't put it on the radio.
Exactly right. There is some very coarse language that is coming through. But there are several layers, it would seem, of the police that are have taken up a position in front of their police station. If they weren't there, one would think that this police station might suffer the same fate as the AutoZone across the street.
And what we can't see is what's behind this group, but I can probably see 50 to 75 officers in the picture when they pan out a little bit. And I can probably see 40 to 50 protesters up front and personal, right, you know, pointing fingers and leaning over the barricades and all that, but I can't see what's behind them.
No, this camera's not panning.
There's something that's showing me at least 100 people, protesters, lined up all together there. But folks, and I'm going to turn this down, but folks, we do have a very fluent situation in Minneapolis tonight with the rioting that's going on. At least one person's been killed. There's been a number of people injured. When we came into here, top of the hour, there were people that actually were in the street with car doors open that had been hit or whatever, and I saw one guy that was bloodied up, so I don't know what was going on there, but... There's a number of injuries, and it's just an unfortunate circumstance to have to see something like this happen to our great country, and especially a great city like Minneapolis, St. Paul. I mean, I hate to see that in that area, but until cooler heads prevail, that's what you're going to have. Now, the National Guard, if they've been activated, they don't just show up on a dime, so they weren't, ready to go, I don't think. So when they get there, one of the first places they'll go to. Now look at these guys climbing the barricade.
Yeah, they're being very, very provocative.
They want to get shot at, and they got rubber bullets up on the roof, and they got tear gas up there. And when they do it, it'll come in a barrage. These guys they won't know what'll hit them.
Yeah,
right, when they do it.
Yes, exactly. And of course, tensions are very, very high because of what touched off this whole scene, and now we're seeing a little bit more. There's several people that are there, but traffic seems to be moving behind them along those two different streets, Lake Street and 26th Avenue. But again, what we're seeing here is very unfortunate. As these fires continue, you've got to figure, Captain, there's also a lot of toxicity with all these businesses just literally going up in flames. The air quality has got to be very, very bad as well.
Well, there's the major fires over there across the street, and that's, again, that's a whole city block that's on fire that we're looking at. That's not just one store. That's an entire city block. They apparently went down to that area where they talked about the Target and the AutoZone, and let's see, what was else in there? Was there a bank in there? There was something else, and they just torched everything down through there.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, here's the other thing I want people to think about here for a minute, and especially you people in Minneapolis, where I know George has listened to us and some of our other good friends up there in Minnesota. Here's the thing, okay? If a firefighter gets hurt in an incident like this, where the fire was set, and there's all kinds of security cameras that could show that somebody set a fire, then you're going to be charged with a felony. And you're going to go to jail for at least 20 years.
because of you setting a fire and a firefighter getting hurt. Now, it's the same circumstance with a police officer, but with the firefighters, because I am a retired firefighter, it's happened more than once where somebody set a fire and they find out who it is and they get locked up, and guess what? They throw away the key for 20 years.
As well they should. You know, this is unacceptable. What we're seeing, of course, is this outpouring of this anger and so forth, but some people, I think, are taking advantage of this situation for other reasons.
Well, sure, yeah. Because when you back your car or a pet, we saw vans, one-ton vans, with about an 8 or 10 foot body on them, backed up to the stores, and they were just carrying the stuff out and just loading the van up. We saw cars, trunks being filled. We saw pickup trucks, the backs being filled in the pickup trucks. We saw a safe being pulled across the street. It was on wheels, and they were actually pulling it across the street. Well, gee, there must be something in there. Well, there probably is, but they're going to have to blow the doors open to get at it, right?
Exactly right.
But still, I mean, the stuff that's going on, and these people, and it wasn't just like five or six or seven, hundreds of looters. And there's the, she's walking back over to where the, block is on fire there. I can see that right now. But you got, oh, there she is. There's the woman that's taking a picture, right?
Yeah, that's from Mill City Citizen Media, we understand.
Yeah.
And also there's just trash and everything all through the streets as well.
Yeah, and they're burning that too.
Yes.
Now there goes a power truck. Now I'll tell you what you see when you see the power truck going through in a fire. They're going to cut the power off to the building. That's another source.
Yeah,
now what do they put in the, what did they just steal?
Hard to tell.
Somebody just got out and they saw something they wanted. They picked it up and they threw it inside their car and then they hopped back in again. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but you're right, Captain.
Low lives. Some of these people.
Yeah, the whole city block just on fire. In the morning time, of course, and when it's light outside, we'll be able to see the real extent of the damage. But this isn't something that's taken care of in the short term. This is years, perhaps, of rebuilding in terms of even getting businesses to want to come back. It's just a terrible, terrible...
Well, it's about to get a lot darker in Minneapolis because the power company's going to go down there and cut off the power. They probably still got the power going to some of these buildings. And what that is an ignition source for the fire. So they're going to go down there and cut all the power off. And when they do, it's going to get very dark, except for the flames in those buildings.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, and we're still seeing cars drive by. People also essentially just walking around these streets, which would normally be, you know, have traffic even this time of night, of course, would not be so much, but people just milling around as if they have nowhere else to go or no real rhyme or reason of what they're doing, just seeming themselves with these.
And the other thing is that with these protesters, it was obvious that they just didn't walk up there. Many people drove, and the cars were packed with people that drove for this protest that had started out that way. And here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I'm going to keep the screen up so I can watch it. But Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, and thanks for putting that up there, and tell everybody how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, well, stay low.
You too.
All right, folks, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, we're going to do our military and veterans news segment. Then we're going to come back. We're going to have a Trucker's Highway and Bible report. In the meantime, I'm going to keep my eyes wide open on what's going on here in Minneapolis.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States has now surpassed 100 lives lost from COVID-19. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are pushing ideas about what they'd like to see in the next economic stimulus package. White House officials say another COVID-19 economic stimulus bill would likely not include more direct payments to Americans, but they're working on several possible proposals to provide relief. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated his calls for more federal funding to state and local governments during his news conference after meeting with the president.
The states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus, they're one-third of the national GDP.
Senate Republican leaders have made clear they will not take up the House-passed $3 trillion measure. Off-price retailer Tuesday Morning is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. This is our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with 2 locations to serve you. We're going to let them tell you all about themselves, and then we'll get right into the top military news. And in case you haven't heard, Minneapolis is burning. The National Guard has been activated. They're not exactly out in the city yet, but I'm sure they're on their way.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. Now, either way, you can go ahead and check them out online by going to the website naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, you'll learn what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech, There are student loans available. If you are a post 9/11 vet, your veteran's GI bill will take care of you. If you're a pre 9/11 vet, you may have to do the student loan route because your benefits might have already been used up. It just all depends. So at either rate, the website naa.edu gets you there to find out more, or the telephone call made to 800-659-2080. So there you go. Now, a report from the Pentagon is telling us that senior military officials will brief President Donald Trump on several timelines to withdraw forces from Afghanistan, including one to remove all troops by Election Day this November, according to officials that gave the information to the New York Times. Now, again, this is the New York Times. We can't always believe what we hear there. But there you go. Now, the other thing is the DOD's travel ban is being lifted, and some restrictions, however, will remain in place. A stop movement order issued across the Defense Department in March is starting to roll back. Obviously, the hot areas around the world, it will still be in place, but that's not the way it will be for most of the world. Also, this week leading up to Memorial Day, one of the deadliest of the coronavirus pandemic, with a surge in deaths after several weeks of none, totaling 8, including the third service member to die. This is the Pentagon's report on their people. And the number two official in the Pentagon's Office of Inspector General, Glenn Fine, resigned several weeks after he was effectively removed as head of the special board to oversee auditing of the $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package. Also, Russia has deployed military fighter jets, repainted them, I might add, found that out yesterday, repainted them so they don't look like they're Russian planes, to the Al Jafra airfield in Libya, where they're expected to back Russian state-sponsored private military contractors for hire guns that are there supporting the Libyan government. Now, the Afghan government yesterday released hundreds of Taliban prisoners as part of a peace deal with the U.S. The Afghan government, the largest single prisoner exchange since the U.S. and Taliban signed a peace deal earlier this year. That's part of the deal, so that's what they did. In the meantime, the U.S.-led NATO alliance is paying too much attention to the threat posed by Russia in the Black Sea, which Moscow sees as a launchpad into a wider region. So says a report that was authored by the former head of the U.S. Army in Europe. Now, with all that being said, live nuclear testing could resume in a matter of months if needed. Now, what's interesting about this is a live nuclear test could be arranged if requested by the president and top Defense Department nuclear officials, following a report that the Trump administration had discussed the first American nuclear test in decades. Where are they going to do this at? I don't know. But I guess we'll all find out together now, won't we? And long a thorn in the U.S. military's flesh, the long-standing question about why 10 Army bases are named for Confederate commanders blew up over the weekend when a Pentagon spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, tweeted his outrage over the New York Times' take on the matter, and of course they want the base names changed. Now, these Confederate generals were honored because they were military tacticians, if you will, and a lot of them, believe it or not, actually graduated from the United States Military Academy. So, be careful what you wish for. All right, now, I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit because we seem to have some activity going on here in Minneapolis. All right. I still hear protesters protesting. I don't see them, but now the power has been cut off in the area where the fires are, which I told you that was going to happen.
Cars are just parking wherever they want, middle of the street. Traffic signals mean literally nothing. People are pouring out liquor everywhere.
Yeah, there's people walking by with bottles of liquor.
I don't know where.
I don't know where they're getting it from. I think what's going on right now is you've got cars, people are coming down into Minneapolis seeing the opportunity to just steal a bunch of stuff. Because that's pretty much what we're seeing. And of course, it's dark. It's dark. There's the police again.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
All right.
No justice.
That's what. That's the protesters in front of the police station. This woman that's been taking these pictures has been all over the place, not only driving but walking. And the third precinct in Minneapolis is where that is taking place. And there's police on the roof of the building as well as all around the front of the building and barricades up. But this is a very, very tense situation that's going on right now in Minneapolis. And there's already been a report of at least one person killed. Now, let me go up here to my source again. Okay, because this is George. Okay, let's see. I was just told by a friend tow truck operator that the looting goes well to the east past 35W. So George is telling me that it's not just downtown. It's anywhere they get an opportunity to sneak in, sneak out, bust out some windows, whatever, and grab stuff and go. There you go. So, George, thank you very much. And George is in... well, actually, he's in Burnsville, Minnesota, but he lives not very far away from the 3rd Precinct Police Station. So appreciate your report there, George, up in Minnesota, Minneapolis. And again, it's really a pathetic situation when you got to go out and tear your city up, burn your city up, then steal things from people that, first of all, you don't even know them, number one. And number two, what's that going to do for anybody down the line? Do they not think that these places have security cameras? Do they not think that people have cell phones and have cameras and are not taking pictures of this? I mean, some people had a mask on, big deal, but yet they had their truck backed up or their car backed up to a place, and guess what we saw? The license plate. In the meantime, we've got some real antagonizers that are really trying to irritate the police big time, who are just standing the ground in their riot gear, ready to go. And they got the hardware on right now. They're not standing there like they were earlier in their police uniforms. They got the hardware on. These are the riot patrols. Now, this is a state patrol now. Okay, that's why I see the difference. The state patrol is in front of the 3rd Precinct Police Station. So these guys are going to take no prisoners. If something were to happen, they definitely will get into it with these protesters. They have no idea what they're getting into. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Denise Stein will be around. We'll bring her into the mix. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Sweet
It's called Ballroom Blitz. Okie dokie. And that's an oldie but goodie. That, they were one-hit wonders, by the way. Nobody ever heard about them after that song was over with. All right, let's take a look at the highways and byways. Now, first of all, Tropical Depression Bertha, which yesterday at this time was Tropical Storm Bertha, has now continued to weaken and is lifting northward towards the central Appalachians and eastern Ohio Valley. There is a lot of heavy rain, gusty winds, and flooding likely with this system. We do have some flood watches and warnings, especially up in West Virginia tonight, so be careful there. There's going to be a lot of small streams going over their banks, and that's never good up in West Virginia. Now, meanwhile, isolated severe thunderstorms are possible today from the southeast to the south central high plains, and we've seen some activity tonight not only in North Carolina but also down in Texas and Tennessee, and that activity is going to spread as we get closer to daylight and things start warming up again. Now, isolated severe thunderstorms in the mix, plus the ongoing heat wave with record high temperatures in the West, California, Nevada, Arizona, all the way across to Tucson, and in some cases touching the New Mexico line, I-10, I-8 across Arizona, I-17, almost all the way into Flagstaff, but just outside, up about 5,000 feet, temperatures 100 degrees plus, Kingman, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, the high desert of California coming across I-40, going up I-15, just unbelievably hot temperatures approaching 105, 110, 115 degrees in some areas. And then from the Orange County area, the valley, all the way up to Sacramento, you're going to have temperatures approaching 100 to 105 degrees, very hot. There'll be some winds in the central part of Nevada tonight. A little bit of rain over east from about Battle Mountain to Wendover. A little bit of rain up there around Yakima, Washington. Some rain showers in Montana around the central part of Montana, in particular Bozeman, and central part and western part of Wyoming tonight. Northeastern corner of Utah, northwestern corner of Colorado. And then we've got some fog and some flood warnings for the southeastern tip of Kansas, the southwestern tip of Missouri, to include Springfield, Branson, and probably over towards Fort Leonard Wood, and the northwestern corner of Arkansas, I-40, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, the eastern part of Oklahoma tonight as well. And then we've got the flood watches, the flood warnings, and rain still in West Virginia. Mountains of Virginia, mountains of North Carolina. Looks like as if we're going to have some thunder boomers in the Carolina and Tennessee area today, as well as in Texas. Just north of Laredo, you got a possible shower there right now by the looks. And that's about the way the weather's going to look at the moment for the day. Now, it doesn't look like as if it's going to change much, so it's the same pattern we've had for the past couple of days. Now, keep in mind that we are going to be watching the things that are going on weather-wise, but we're also going to gear ourselves and go right back to taking a look at Minneapolis. Now, I'm not sure what exactly is transpiring right now in front of the police station, 3rd Precinct Police Station, but there are some antagonizers that are up on the barricade, almost to the point to where they're starting to think about coming over the top, which I don't think they want to do with these Minnesota State Troopers that are now taking over for the Minneapolis police, who I'm sure after 12 or 14 or 16 hours or whatever it was, they're taking a break while the state troopers are jumping in for them right now in front of this police station. Now, there are major fires going on right now in Minneapolis as well. And I actually saw people, not just a truck or a car here or there, but several hundred vehicles lined up to storefronts that had been, the doors have been busted open, carrying everything they could carry out, anything ranging from in the Target stores, clothes, to televisions, to appliances, air conditioners, you name it. A bank was broken into, and then somewhere close by in a store, somebody was dragging a safe across the street from where they came from, like nobody could see that, right? Well, wrong, and that's what they were doing. And the other thing is, fires set. I don't even know how many fires, but every time I turned around, there was another building or another store on fire, cars on fire, debris all over the street, people loading up the trunks, like I say, of their cars, the back of vans. They were actually using one-ton vans backing in and loading stuff up. It was something the likes of which, you know, I saw the riots in the 60s, and that's what I would compare it to. And nobody around. Nobody around. No police. No fire. Because the fire's not going to respond to a situation like that. Especially when there have been gunshots fired and one person was shot and killed already by somebody. Don't know who the somebody was. Now, we do have a report of massive looting, armed vigilantes, and protests that are intensifying right now, gripping the city after this George Floyd's death. Now, not to be outdone, and Eric is saying it sounds like Little Mogadishu. Now, this is a little bit different because these folks here, they are done. Okay, Denise is telling me she's having a problem calling in. Okay, watching Minneapolis. I'm telling her right now I'm watching Minneapolis burn and riots. Okay. Yeah, she's rebooting her computer so she can try to get in. All right, she's in now. All right, Denise Simon. All right, we've only got about a minute here before we go to break, but I've been watching for the last about an hour and a half. I've been watching what's been going on in Minneapolis. This is really bad news. Now, I'm getting reports from Minneapolis from my friend George up there, who's at the control board up at my syndicator's studio. So he is observing what's going on. He does not live very far away from the 3rd Precinct Station. What are your thoughts, first of all, on what you're seeing?
Well, we knew that it was going to start going sideways. And what's particularly interesting is take a look at Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is building on the same thing.
Black Lives Matter, black the whole street, or the 101 today, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, yeah, it's gonna continue in a big way. Early last night, it was kind of peaceful. They were,
right.
And then it just went downhill from there, including taking the AutoZone store, which was kind of in the background.
Yeah.
And I thought, watch that store. And then just before I went to sleep last night, bam, the place was on fire.
Yep, and since then, it's been the Target and several other buildings. And
Yeah, Target, they just robbed.
Yep, a homeless shelter. And I've been watching hundreds of vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, you name it, backing up to stores and just loading them up with whatever they can put in there. And it didn't matter what it was. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, they've cut a lot of the power off in downtown Minnesota, Minneapolis, rather, because that's what they do when you get a fire situation. You have to cut the power off to eliminate the ignition source. So it's dark in a lot of areas, except for where I can see the buildings burning. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.